don't forget that this is exactly the trait within white people that make us so dangerous towards the Jew.
Mm,
because once we take power, the same chiefs who now are the most vocal anti-racist there are and anti-Zionists, they're going to do the same thing as they do now, but with our policies. Mm. So, like, it's easy to be frustrated and stuff like that. But we just need to remember that these sheep never pose a threat to us. They're just the useful idiots, and our job is to outmaneuver their puppet masters and, like, remove them from the playing field. And
we're going to use them. Yeah. They're going to be ours.
Our sheep.
Yes, our herd. We're not going to be clapping, that's for sure.
We're going to be hiding.
Making ropes.
No, I get your point. I get your point, Mike, and I agree with you. But I guess I have some utopian dream that people could be enlightened and thinking for themselves, but that's never going to happen.
The majority of people will never, ever think for themselves. The majority of people need to be told what to think, and that's just how it is, and it's always been.
Mm.
And that's why we, for the most part of our existence, have resented the idea of equality and some form of everyone who can, you know, walk and barely talk should be able to have the same say in our daily matters. And that's why this representative democracy will never work, and why our forefathers resented the whole system.